Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Ethereal Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I am your host for the show. Today, again, we are in New York, and we're covering fashion. And we wanted to tell you all about, you know, our many fashion interests, but we wanted to start by telling you our coordinates in the city because we're at a dynamic fashion spot. We're near the Fashion District, and we're on 41st and 7th. And the reason why we're here is to take a look and a walk, which is the Fashion Walk of Fame. Now, these are plaques that the government and different projects, which the project of the Fashion Center Business Improvement District has a project, and they've made plaques, and they mounted them in the sidewalk. And so I wanted to read a little bit about them and tell you what it says. It says, Fashion Walk of Fame celebrates excellence in American design by honoring the New York designers who have had a significant and lasting impact on the way the world dresses. Now, I'm not going to read it all, but if you were to go to Google and search Fashion Walk of Fame, you'll be able to read every plaque. So I'm going to start the walk while I do the show, and there are many different plaques. And while we're doing that, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about our contribution to fashion and everything else. So the key points that we have for today is that we would like you to discover our page at Twitter, which is Kels Fashion. And it's a Twitter page, and basically you'll find there a grouping of fashion items selected by and for Markel Green, and I also had something to do with some of the selections, but he too had a lot to do with the selections and the selecting process. Okay, and Markel is our co-creator of the show, and he has he's a high school senior, and so he has interest in fashion and trends. So that was the reason for the creation of the page. And also, if you're like into fashion blogging, we encourage you to go to Twitter and create your own fashion page. And if you follow us, we'll follow you. Okay, and so he's a football player, and he likes to look good. So there are items from different stores like H&M. There's a tuxedo store, different outlets, and jewelry retailers, because we also blog things about our jewelry. Okay, and so there are some stores that we didn't mention there. And so if you would like to go online and you don't want to actually go to the store, or if you're a mall fan and you love to shop, then we do Saturdays. So you could do Saturdays. We recommend it. We love to go as often as possible. But, you can, teens like to do that. There's a movie called Madison, and it's about a lady, a young teen who's a trendsetter. And she had the opportunity to open her own shop, at the mall, because the family had, the aptitude to do that. But, you can do online retailing. So if you wanted to open your own shop, you're able to be a buyer and go out and do all the things you would like to do. Okay, and so leading us right into our next topic, which is fashion items and books, we started our own fashion trend by doing Ethereal Jewels 1 and 2, and they're available at Amazon.com. And there you'll find a selection of rings for men and women, necklaces for men and women, and bracelets, etc. There are different things inside the books. So you're going to find a lot there. So we encourage you also, because we're a parenting show and we encourage communications with your parents and teens, then we encourage you probably to put together some family jewelry, family jewels that you have, and try to do a collection about your family with your parents and with your teen, or for a gift or for a present or anything like that that you would like to do. Also, we are into gaming, so we do a lot of online games. We also delight ourselves in fashion games. We hope that you'll find this interesting too, and you'll find some useful sites if you go to www.idressup, Fashion Street, and www.onlinegames to find JoJo's Fashion. There are many more that we enjoy, but this is one that you might find enjoyable as well. We would like to tell you many more names, but I'm sure that once you do your online search, you'll find everything that's more appropriate for you if you're in-depth, diehard, or if you just like to play some relaxation games, or to check on some coordinates for your outfit or anything else. Okay, so I've moved on now. I'm at 40th and Broadway, and they have a display here of American birds, and so they're like maybe 10-foot statues. So I'm going to sit here and finish the show. Okay, and so we also wanted to let you know that we take fashion very seriously, and we have developed our own fashion sketches. The lines are called Quelz, so that's Q-U-E-L-Z, and that's the fashion line. And I'm the designer is Tammy Joyner, that's me. And we have two editions of Style Me Up sketch pads. So Style Me Up got an email from us today, and it basically asked them if we wanted to do a self-published book, like a blurb, what would it, what kind of rights or releases or do we have to have with them in order to use their sketch doll for our self-published book, even though they're my designs. So I don't think there's any problem, but when I went to the library to research today, they basically said if they have an info or website, you should just ask them really quickly because the designs are yours. If they want you to, you know, block out the heads or whatever, you could do that. But if there's nothing at all, then you could just go ahead and, you know, cite them as the, you know, their book's name, and then that will be simple as that, they use their sketch pad and the designs, just give them a citation. So, that was simple enough, and we enjoyed that. So we plan to do that self-publishing book as soon as we get some answers back from them. And, you know, the book will showcase the designs that we've created because we like fashion, and then you'll get to see our fashion books, and you'll get to see a little bit about some dresses, some pants, some shorts for Kel, and a lot of things that I enjoy for myself and that he helped me to create by, you know, telling me sometimes, like, you know, to make it a little longer or try, like, bubble sleeves or, make a mommy dress or something like that. So, you know, these things then, you know, you'll have a chance to see our complete, you know, two sketch patterns together being a self-published book. Okay, so I wanted to tell you a little bit about tours, and that was Tours and Business in New York, was the Fashion Walk of Fame NYC, where they have fashion plaques. And we also wanted to mention to you that we have a few books that we wanted to mention here today was one of the names was Rings of Power, Love and Loyalty, and that is by it's family ring signet and other significance. So that's one of the wonderful books. You can search that online. We also did Vintage Fashion Accessories, and this was by Stacy Lo Albo, and that was ties, pocket watches, and different pocketbooks. So it had a mix of men and women collections. I always do that because Kel is the co-creator of the show, and he's going into manhood, and like we like to, you know, talk about formal, casual, and informal wear. And so, you know, we buy books that have both male and female items so that he'll get, you know, the idea of, you know, the different types of dress and also to know about adorning his body and never forgetting, you know, to look good. And no matter what the style of the jeans and denims and T-shirts, to take it, you know, seriously and wear jewelry and look good and everything like that. So you're following some type of trend. Okay, the other book was by Diana Scarisbrick. So that the two books, and if you can, we found things that we still had similar twos to those, and so we found some imposters that we really like that similar to in those books, so we can showcase those in our next theory of jewels. So we hope you'll be looking for that. And okay, and I wanted to tell you about a recent fashion event that I attended in at Macy's in New York at Herald Square, and that was the Thalia event. It was a fashion preview and fashion show, and it was also a meet and greet. And because I'm outside, we're having a little traffic noise, but that was Thalia, and she has a fashion line in Macy's, and she's also a recording artist, so she also came with a CD. So if we wanted, we heard songs, it was like a party. We did a preview of her fashions before the fashion show. She had everything all out in display, and we could look at it before the fashion show. Then the models wore the clothes, and then we did that, and we went upstairs to like a preview room, and where they had a T-walk stage. And then after that, we were able to meet and greet the artist herself. So if you're into fashion, I mean, it's extensive. You can make it a career. You can definitely do a lot. But that's our time today, and we just wanted to let you know that we're still here. We have more products to come, and that even if you get this in archives, I mean, you'll have a lot to do and a lot to catch them on. Thank you. Until next time.